Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Dopamine Fast. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing some imaginary version of perfect? Like your life's a highlight reel on social media, but behind the scenes you're tripping over extension cords and spilling coffee? You know that feeling when you compare yourself to others and suddenly your whole world feels off? Well, guess what? That feeling is totally normal. But here's the kicker. Striving for perfection is actually holding you back from living a truly fulfilling life. Today we're diving deep into the beauty of imperfection, because let me tell you, embracing those messy moments is where the real magic happens. First things first, understand this. Perfection is a myth. It doesn't exist in reality, folks. It's an illusion. A shiny object designed to distract us from enjoying the present moment. Think about it. Are you really aiming for perfection in your relationships, in your career, in your personal growth? Or are you just setting yourself up for disappointment and frustration? Remember that time you tried baking that elaborate cake, and it ended up looking more like a volcanic eruption than a dessert masterpiece? You probably laughed it off, right? Because sometimes, those fails are the most delicious memories. Number 2. Perfectionism is a thief. It steals your joy, your energy, and even your creativity. When you're constantly striving for unattainable standards, you lose sight of what truly matters, experiencing life, connecting with others, and expressing yourself authentically. Think about it like this. Imagine trying to paint a masterpiece by only using the most perfect brushstrokes. What would that painting look like? Probably stiff, lifeless, and utterly boring. But when we embrace imperfections, our art becomes more vibrant, more human, and ultimately, more beautiful. Now, let's talk about number 3. Perfectionism can be a form of self-criticism that's just brutal. It keeps you stuck in a loop of negativity, constantly comparing yourself to an imaginary ideal. But here's the truth. You are enough. Just as you are, right now. You don't need to change anything about yourself to deserve love, happiness, or success. So ditch those harsh inner critics and start celebrating your unique strengths and quirks. Number 4. Embracing imperfection allows for growth. When we mess up, when we stumble, it creates space for learning and evolution. It's those moments of failure that teach us valuable lessons about ourselves and the world around us. Remember that time you bombed a presentation? Yeah, not fun, but did you learn from it? Did it help you improve your public speaking skills next time? Absolutely. And finally, number 5. Embracing imperfection opens up possibilities. When we let go of the pressure to be perfect, we free ourselves to explore new things, take risks, and live more authentically. Think about it like this. If you were afraid to make mistakes, would you ever try anything new? Would you ever push yourself outside of your comfort zone? Probably not. So embrace those imperfections, my friends, because they are the stepping stones to a more fulfilling and adventurous life. Let me tell you a story. I remember being in college, terrified of public speaking. I'd rehearse endlessly, picturing myself delivering the perfect speech, hitting every pause and inflection just right. But when it came time to actually speak, my mind would go blank, and I'd stumble over words, turning redder by the second. It was humiliating. Then one day, I decided to ditch the script and just talk from the heart. I embraced the messiness, the stumbles, even the nervous laughter. And guess what? People actually connected with my authenticity. They saw me as real, relatable, and genuine. That experience taught me a powerful lesson. Sometimes imperfection is not only acceptable, it's magnetic. So, how can you start embracing imperfection in your own life? It's easier than you think. Start small. Let go of the need to have perfectly organized closets or flawlessly curated social media feeds. Give yourself permission to make mistakes, learn from them, and move on. Celebrate your quirks and unique qualities. Remember, you are not defined by your imperfections, but rather by your courage to be yourself, flaws and all. This journey isn't about becoming perfect, it's about becoming the most authentic, vibrant version of yourself. And that takes embracing the beautiful messiness of life. Now go out there, make some imperfect magic, and don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media. Let's build a community where imperfection is celebrated, not criticized. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.